Welcome to Her, Healthy Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. I've been coaching and relationships and dating for a while now, and I've begun to notice some things that I want to share. One of the big things that I've noticed is that there are almost levels of consciousness, levels of mental paradigm that we move through in like an evolutionary course through our emotional life in dating and relationships. When we begin in sort of our teens, our 20s, it's very much fixated on the external. We have an outward looking gaze when it comes to dating and relationships that's very obsessed with the other. So the guy, getting the guy. If there's problems with the guy, it's blaming the guy for not calling. Is he gonna call? Worrying about what he'll do to make me feel happy or sad. There is an outward looking he focus at that first level of consciousness in our dating. It's just the outward seeking behavior of thinking that whatever it is we need lies outside of us. The second level of consciousness is when we begin to fixate almost solely on ourself. It's all about me at that point. What am I not getting, right? What do I need? It might sometimes look like I don't want anything to do with any man or any other person. I'm just going to be alone. I'm better off. Or it can be being in a relationship and being completely self-absorbed and a narcissist. That complete me focus can be at the extreme end of the spectrum, like a narcissist, or it can be milder, but that inward looking fixation on everything to do with me is kind of like a natural swinging of the pendulum to compensate for that first level where it was all about the outside and him. But it's not where we stop. The third level that we make it to eventually, and by the way, we only progress through these if we're doing the work to evolve emotionally and spiritually. The third level we get to is beginning to honor and venerate with a focus on the relationship, the us-ness of it. So that us aspect becomes the thing that we fixate overly on. Everything becomes about the relationship. This is even more solidified if there becomes, if you create a family and have a marriage, it can be all just about that family unit. To the exclusion of individual identity, this is where people start to lose themselves and a sense of themselves into just partnership being the only entity. The final and fourth level that I've observed is when it's me, we, and he. In relationship terms, you would think of it as you, if you were talking to your partner, the other person. But me, we, and he means that both individuals continue to exist and have their needs met and are acknowledged and respected within that relationship. You for yourself and your partner for themselves. And there is work and effort put into the we, us. The relationship has its own entity that has its own needs, like a plant that needs water. To get through these levels, we actually have to be willing to look at ourselves and do our own healing work, whether it's through therapy, spiritual work, but to do our own individual healing work and spend time and attention on what the relationship needs. That's how you grow through these levels into a fulfilling, healthy, empowered relationship. So today, maybe ask yourself, which level have I been mostly living at? Or which level do I go to when I'm at my worst? And which level do I go to when I'm at my best? Where do I want to get to next? And how can I begin moving towards that level today? You do deserve to have the highest level of healthy, empowered relationship. Much love. And hey, if these are helpful, please rate and share and review, because the more people we reach, the closer we get to my mission to reach 1 million women and help them have healthy, empowered relationships.